What is up, AP English? It's your boy Lil Meech here, coming at you with another fire podcast. Today, I'm gonna have a special guest, Maloney's very own Caitlin Mayhew with us here. And you know, today we're really just gonna dive into the wonders of having problems with your knee and going through surgery. It's really just a pleasant time, as Caitlin is gonna relay to you here, and we're just gonna kind of break down the process of, you know, the pre-operation, the operation itself, and then of course the post-op and PT aspects. Caitlin, why don't you just start off with us and tell us about your pre-op experience, MRIs, actually if your first surgery. Just dive into it all.
Well, hi guys, I'm Caitlin, as you clearly already know. So I'm currently on my second ACL tear and meniscus tear, but, you know, it's the small things in life that bring me so much joy, so. Well, I go see my boy Dr. Hergen in Middletown, and he really just gives me the diagnosis and the rundown of how severely torn every ligament in my knee is, which really just brings tears in my eyes. It's so overwhelming. Then we take that to the operating room.
Okay, well, hold up, child. Let me give my pre-op experience. Back in January, think that I tore a meniscus. I go into my boy Driscoll, and he says, "What's up, my guy?" And I said, "What's up?" You know, we start BSing about all, you know, the things that are wrong with my knee. So he tells me, go get an MRI. Get an MRI. Comes back. Looks like it's a torn meniscus. He's like, "I'm going to have to dive into that thing." I said, "All right, my boy." So next thing I know, we think I got a torn meniscus. And now we're getting surgery on May 8th. All right, so now Caitlin's going to hop back over to her operation experience.
Well, my surgery was Monday, May 7th, the day before Dimitri's.
And excuse me, please refer to me as Little Meech.
No. So, unlike Dimitri's, mine went as awful as it could, and my meniscus was completely torn and flipped over where my ACL should be, so my ACL was completely shredded yet again. So, Dr. Hergen, so I had to wash my leg, and, well, I shaved it the night before because I knew, like, I didn't need hair there, so then I had to wash my leg myself for 2 minutes. They put a timer on, and then I got in my little patient gown, and I got my IV in my arm, which is, that was an event, but anyways, and so then they told me what they're gonna do, blah, 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 so then, like, they give me the anesthesia in the room, and I go to sleep, and then he puts me out, and clearly I don't know what he does when he puts me out, but from what he tells me, he went in and, like, flipped my meniscus back over, sewed it down with some sutures, took my patella and gave me a took my patella tendon and gave me a whole new ACL for the second time.
That's
put it in there really good. He said it's a monster of an ACL, were his exact words, so I shouldn't have any more problems with it.
Yeah, I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, me too. And so then I woke up in post-op, and
all right, don't,
we'll go back to Dimitri now.
All right, yeah, a little Meech back here. You know, so I get into my, I go to the Southington Surgery Center on Tuesday, May 8th, and walk in on a brisk, fine spring day.
Okay.
And, next thing I know, I'm sitting there waiting for a good 2 hours because doc's behind, typical. And, I get into the pre-op room and just booling out. And next thing I know, I got a shaved knee, completely shaved. A quarter of my leg looks completely different from the rest.
And the nurse is going at it.
Yeah, the nurse is just going at it. She's got this electric razor, and I've never felt like I've been in a more invasive situation before. it was terrifying. So, you know, I got a shaved leg now. The IV. Woo, the IV.
In the hand.
Bro, they put an IV in my hand. It was literally the most traumatic experience. It hurt so bad. It hurt more than the post-op portion of my surgery.
Let's,
it was terrible.
Let's get to the operation.
All right, so we get into the operation, and let me tell you, when they sedate you, oh my god, you just get put on your cheeks. It's crazy. So he hits me a little sedation, and I'm feeling nice, you know. And the next thing he's like, "I'm gonna hit you with the propofol." Now I was like, "All right, cool." Next thing I know, I'm counting to three, and there's a warm sensation in my arm, and my eyes go out. And next thing I know, I wake up like 45 minutes later in the post-op, and it was like nothing ever happened. And then
literally,
he comes out with,
nothing happened.
And then he comes
literally
out with,
nothing happened.
And then he comes out with the news. He says, "Lil Meech, you didn't have a torn meniscus. It was a synovial fold, which means that cartilage and scar tissue, you know, fornicated with each other inside your knee, and now it is a monster of a little ball.
Monster of nothing. A monster literally of nothing.
Yeah, so I basically, you know, had surgery for nothing.
Basically, walked out of there better off than when he left.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to flip back over to Caitlin here for a little post-op deets.
Well, got home from post-op. First thing I did was mom said, go up the stairs. Okay, yeah, that was lovely. went up the stairs, got in bed. Wasn't really feeling the best. Then I threw up all over the floor. But I was still in bed, but I projected pretty well, so that didn't really get on the bed or anything. That got cleaned up. Then Dimitri came over.
Young Meech came over. Slid through the crib.
Yep, had a little visit. Post-op was pretty rough. It wasn't a lot of pain.
How many perkies you take?
13, to be exact.
Oh, shit.
Off
her ass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I medicated really well for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
You know our teacher's going to hear this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm medicated, okay.
Medicated. Took Percocets. Oxycodone, to be exact. And Advil. But the Advil didn't do much.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I iced thoroughly. And then I got freezer burn from my ice because my mom put it directly on my skin. But that's a whole nother story.
Calm.
Yeah. So we'll go to Dimitri's post-op.
So post-op, come home. Doc says, Lil Meech, you can walk out of there without crutches. I just looked at him. I said, bro, you are crazy.
Keep in mind, Dimitri is still on his crutches. Yeah. And we're 6 days post-op.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay, so he's like, Lil Meech, you can walk out of here with no crutches. And I said, Doc, you are brazy. I used crutches for a couple more days, and we got our first scheduled PT. Got through the whole post-op with four perkies. It's a pretty good accomplishment, if you ask me. Four perkies. Yeah, that's it. So, you know, now we're going to finesse the PT scene, and we'll be back on the golf course in, you know, a short week or two, and we're going to get back out there crushing even par, you know, NBD. That's how we do stuff. Kate, tell us about your PT. I think that we should really dive into this.
My PT was a more traumatic experience. 4 days post-op, went in and bent my knee 70 degrees, which I had no part in. My physical therapist literally just bent it himself using his own willpower and strength. He ripped off all my band-aids, and I specifically told him we weren't supposed to do that, but he said, I'm curious what's under there, so the band-aids came off, I guess, and that's how it went. But I have a really strong connection with my physical therapist, you know, we're, like, actually, like, friends, so that was pretty good to, like, you know, reconnect with him. But I left crying because I was in so much pain, and then came home and popped a perky, so, yeah, that's how my day went.
Yeah, so, you know, guys, moral of the story is don't tear anything or, you know, have synovial folds in your knees, and everything will work out well. Signing off, it's your boy Lil Meech here, along with special co-host Caitlin. So, you know, take care, fans.